Hainsey works it along for Todd White up the right side, right to left. White is in. Throws it across. Kovacic. Score! Left circle. Inner arc. One-time wrister. Ilya Kovacic, 43rd of the year. 3-1 Atlanta.
Ilya Kovacic with the eventual game winner in a 6-2 win over Tampa Bay. Dan Kamal, the call on WCNN 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Kovacic had just 11 goals on December 30th, but he scored 32 goals in the final 42 games of the season. Evgeny Malkin held on to claim the Art Ross Trophy.
Over to Gonchar, the Pens. Whistle into the net. They made rebound score. Evgeny Malkin on the rebound. Gives the Penguins an early goal. And he's off and running. And I'll be cow kicked. Evgeny Malkin has a 5-point lead over Alex Ovechkin right now.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network, as Malkin finished with 113 points to claim the scoring title over Washington's Ovechkin. Alex the Great had a goal and an assist in his season finale for 110 points. He did have 56 goals, though, to claim the Rocket Richard Trophy. Ovechkin joins Pavel Bure as the only players to claim the Richard in back-to-back seasons. A first for Dustin Byfuglien, the last of the regular season.
He picks up the puck at center ice, carries over the wing line, down the slot, shoots, he scores! Penalty shot goal for Dustin Byfuglien, the first of his NHL career, and he puts the Blackhawks on top 3-2 with 27 seconds left in the third.
John Wideman in the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as Byfuglien's first career penalty shot goal was the final one of the 2008-2009 season. All told, 59 penalty shots were attempted, and 22 players scored 23 goals, with Philadelphia's Simone Gagné the only one to tally twice. And the final hat trick of the season.
Now back inside the Islanders' zone, Wheeler with it on the right wing boards. Off to Savard, left side Kessel. Shot score for the hat trick from the left wing circle, Phil Kessel.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Kessel's second career hat trick highlighted the Bruins' 6-2 win over the Islanders. 65 hat tricks were scored in the NHL this season, which included four goal games for Dinya Zubrus, David Backes, and Eric Staal. Staal had a season high 4 hat tricks. For the third straight playoff season, the Rangers claim an opening road win.
Odd man break for the Rangers. Wrist shot, score! A 2-on-1 break for the Rangers. Top shelf against Jose Theodore, and New York, just back to full strength, has taken a 4-3 lead as Brandon Dubinsky takes the shot and scores his first of the playoffs.
Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington as Brandon Dubinsky scored the game winner and New York beat the Capitals 4-3. Another clutch tally for Dubinsky, who scored 13 goals in the regular season, 7 of which were game winners. Anaheim opened with a victory over the President's Trophy winners.
Dubinsky with him, now back. Whitney shoots and it's off a body in front. Nabokov got a piece of it. It's not cleared out. Kicked in by Whitney. Gets locked. Cross ice. Niedermeyer, the shot, score! Scott Niedermeyer from the right circle gets a power play goal for Anaheim. It's 1-0 Ducks. They draw first blood.
Dan Ruzanowski on 98.5 K-Fox in San Jose as Scott Niedermeyer's goal would be enough for Jonas Hiller, even though Ryan Getzlaff added another just for good measure. Making his first career playoff appearance, Hiller made 35 saves for the 2-0 shutout. The Sharks are just the third team since 1992 to lose their first playoff game after finishing the regular season with the best record in the league. In 2002, Detroit lost in overtime to Vancouver, but went on to win the Cup. And 1 year later, Ottawa fell to the Islanders, but advanced to the conference finals. And nothing is more exciting than playoff overtime. You sit on the edge of your seat, not knowing how long the game is going to last. It could be a multi-overtime thriller, or it could be over in a hurry. After scoring the tying goal late in the third, Martin Havlat beat Calgary seconds into OT. John Wideman with the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago.
Ginla muscles the draw back into the Flame zone. Phaneuf moves it over to Leopold. He clears to the center ice. Boland's got it over the Flame line to Havlat. Last one. Score! Hawks win! Hawks win! 12 seconds into the overtime! Havlat with his second goal of the night! Slides it low and under the stick of Kiprasov! And the Hawks beat the Calgary Flames 3-2!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.